here's a story from The World.
There have been several iterations of the Rolling Stones over the years, but drummer Charlie Watts was a steadfast stone for more than half a century, in the band from the start, on the beat to the very end. News came today that Charlie Watts has died in London, 80 years old. He dropped out of the Rolling Stones U.S. tour a few weeks ago to recover from a medical procedure. Watts was seen as something of the quiet Rolling Stone. As Charlie Watts said himself in 2008, he never felt the pull to be in the spotlight.
I mean, I don't like drum solos. I don't ever take them. I admire some people that do them, but I generally don't like them. It's not something I sit and listen to. I prefer drummers in the band, you know, playing with the band.
Charlie Watts came to the Rolling Stones as a rocker, but over the years he adopted the sensibility of a jazz drummer. In an interview with singer and Rolling Stones insider Marianne Faithfull a few years ago, she told me she was a regular at any show Charlie Watts put on with his jazz ensemble.
I love seeing sort of, you know, from a Stones concert to his own jazz concert. And then you see him at the end of the night backing up his own drums. You know, I love that.
In that spirit, we leave you with Charlie Watts' own band doing their cover of the Rolling Stones' Miss You.
So long, I've been sleeping all alone, Lord, I miss you. I've been hanging on the phone, I've been sleeping all alone, I want to kiss you.
The World comes to you from the Nan and Bill Harris studio at GBH in Boston. You can find us online anytime at theworld.org. I'm Marco Werman. Be safe, stay strong, and we'll see you back here tomorrow.
I've been hanging on the phone, I've been sleeping all alone, I want to kiss you. Thank you.